He is going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Everybody say fire.
Fire.
So when you make Jesus Christ your Lord, you get the Holy Ghost. But when you ask Jesus to baptize you in the Holy Ghost, you get the fire. Slip, if you will, as I lay a foundation this morning to Acts, the birthing of the New Testament church. Acts chapter 1, verse 5 says this. Again, reiterating that which I read out of the gospel. It says, John truly baptizes with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. And he goes on, he says, verse 8, and you shall receive power when this Holy Ghost comes upon you, and you are going to be bold and be a witness in your hometowns and in your areas. It does say Samaria, Judea, Jerusalem. But so when we look at being baptized in the Holy Ghost, we should get two areas to impact us, fire and power. And that's why I'm looking at calling this message firepower. The Lord wants us to realize that when you got saved, you got the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost brought the kingdom of heaven. And he lives in us, and we got everything that pertains to life and godliness. But that in itself only gives us the ability to activate and ask Jesus to baptize us in the Holy Ghost to receive the fire and the power to do what? Be a bold witness, to share the gospel. Now, I'm bringing this week because last week I told you in my journey of watching people get saved, the fire seems to not stay on those that don't continuously work on being ever filled. And so my wife and I, and I've talked with Pastor Mike, I don't know why people are lethargic and they've lost that fire power because they never lose the Holy Ghost. He says, when I come, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So what's the difference? And the difference, I believe, is that we have responsibility. It's kind of like Joshua. Joshua says that he's going to keep the word of God in his heart, Joshua 1:8. Meditate on it day and night. He said, that will cause me to succeed and to prosper. Now, you're going to heaven if Jesus Christ is your Lord, but don't we want the biblical sense of the power and the fire that the Lord left us with when he went to heaven? And so when we look at this, if we're going to change a nation, we know Jesus has already won the battle, but he places us in strategic locations to be that bold witness. We focus on Isaiah 60. Darkness is going to be on the earth before he comes. Gross darkness is going to be on the people. Anybody think that's happening? But he says, arise and shine, for my manifested presence is going to get on a church of believers. Those that will arm and be ready are going to be used to do mighty exploits. That's why it's very important that we understand the word of God, but we activate it regularly in our lives. So we're on a journey this morning to make a clarity so you understand a couple of things in your Bibles. Now turn back to John chapter 4. And I want to give you the comparison of that Holy Ghost we get when we get saved and the one that the Lord Jesus wants to be full in us, full to overflowing. You know, the psalmist says we go through the valley of the shadow of death, but before we do that, he says he anoints our cup. But he doesn't just anoint it. Our cups do what? They flow over. That flow over is not just for us any longer, but it's to impact others. So if our cups haven't been flowing over, we need to find out why and then get them flowing over if we want to make a difference in other people's lives. John chapter 4, Jesus again laying out, preparing them for this Holy Ghost that he's going to give us. And I'm looking at verse 14. Whoever drinks of the water that I shall give you, the water I'm talking about, it's a type and shadow. It's just like Jesus says, the washing of the water of the word. The water that's in this pitcher represents the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is God. Jesus is God. Father is God. But throughout Scripture, they give us things to compare. That's why he says you got to be cleansed by the washing of the water of the word. Who's the only teacher? The Holy Ghost. And so this pitcher is representing this morning. It's representing the Holy Ghost. I'm going to leave that right there. So get a visual this morning. Try to have you understand. So it says, bubbling up unto everlasting life. How do we bubble up unto everlasting life? We get what? We get saved. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We become new creatures in Christ Jesus. That all happens when we acknowledge Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. As we read on, Jesus is emphasizing even more so. Chapter 7, Jesus says this as he cries out. On the last day, getting ready to leave, he cries out with a loud voice and he says this, if you're thirsty, keep drinking and drinking and drinking. And those that are believing on me, as the scripture says, out of your heart or your inner being is going to flow what? Rivers of living water. It's not going to be just the bubbling up. There's going to be a flowing out of rivers of living water. Amen? Now, you have to understand, as we go through the Bible, we have to see what Jesus and the early disciples laid out for us to follow. There is a difference between getting saved and flowing because you're full. How many want to be full? Look at Acts. Go back with me. Acts chapter 6. Can everybody tell me that Jesus, how often does Jesus change? He changes not. So who's supposed to be changing? Us. Acts chapter 6. I want to make it as clear as possible the difference. Again, how do you get saved? You make who your Lord? Jesus. The outpouring of the Holy Ghost is taking place. It's about 6 years after the day of Pentecost. We pick it up in Acts chapter 6. Now, in these days when the number of disciples are multiplying, how do you become a disciple? You do what? You make Jesus your Lord. So we need to understand that's the qualifier. You don't have to get good enough. You don't have to repent of every sin you can ever think of. You got to say, Lord, I'm sorry. I need you as my Lord. Boom, you become a new creature. And he gives you a ministry of reconciliation. They're exploding. 120 in the upper room, then 3,000 get saved. Peter's. So there's an outpouring, wouldn't you say? This is what happens. They're multiplying all over the place. And he says, there's a complaint. We have those in our body that are not getting ministered to. Verse 3, believers, seek out from among you 7 men that have a good reputation that's full of the Holy Ghost. Multiple people saved, but he says, you're going to look for those that are going to be powerfully used. Take 7 people that are not just saved, but they're full of the Holy Ghost, and appoint them over these matters. And so, and we will continue to pray and seek God. Verse 5, this saying pleased the whole multitude. When we see men and women full of the Holy Ghost operating and their anointing and flowing and powerfully being used, the people are excited. That's why the scripture says when the righteous are in authority, the people what? Rejoice. Not just believers, but even cities rejoice when righteous are in authority. So as we're looking at this, you got 7 men full of the Holy Ghost. Pick. Not just saved. Amen? Because of this, as they did this, verse 7, the word of God spread. The number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem. And a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. Verse 8, Stephen, full of faith and full of power, did great wonders and signs among the people. Now, listen. Did not the scripture tell us in John 14 that Jesus was going to leave? And he says, but he said, the things I do, you'll do and what? Greater, because I go to leave you, but don't do anything until you get endued with what? In other words, don't do anything until you get baptized in the Holy Ghost and you get the power. Because with that power, you're not just going to be sitting on your hands. You're going to be effectively used to see the word of God spread, more people get saved. This is not about getting to church. This is about being the church and freeing your neighborhood, freeing your cities, freeing your places in which you work. Where the church goes, so does the power and the fire if we stay full. So we overflow with that presence that God says is supposed to be prevalent in the latter days. It says Stephen was full of faith and power, and he's doing signs and wonders. So people say, oh, I wish we had miracles like Jesus did. Well, Jesus says the same things he did we're supposed to be doing. Well, why aren't we doing? Because we have to cry out, mighty men and women of God, get baptized in the Holy Ghost. Get full of the Holy Ghost and begin to dump that excess on other people's lives. And it shows up in signs and wonders. So it's kind of like this in my illustration to try to make it as clear as possible. My little bag of... So I've got this Mr. and Mrs. that are really down in the dumps. And they've heard about this Holy Ghost that was poured out upon the earth. And they don't really understand it that well, but they've heard all Mr. and Mrs. born again needs to do is receive the Lord and you get the Holy Ghost. Now remember what represents the Holy Ghost here? So they get the Holy Ghost. And so it's on them to turn around, they're splashing. But they're not full. So there's not a lot of stuff to get out on other people's lives. They're saved. They got the Holy Ghost. He lives inside them. But there's no excess because they're not baptized or full of the Holy Ghost. It doesn't mean God loves people more. He just wants us empowered to be able to do what he told us we'd be able to do. So comes Mr. and Mrs. Mr. and Mrs. say, we're not just going to get content on giving our lives to the Lord, but we want to be soaked. We want to be full. When you get water baptized, it's not a little dabble, do you? Baptismal means immersed. That means you don't just get a little dab, you get the whole package. Amen? So Mr. and Mrs. don't want to just get saved. They want to be powerfully used to help other people. And the Bible says those that are hungry and thirsty are going to be consumed, and out of their belly is going to flow rivers of living water. We got some excess here. We got some excess here. Yes. But can you see the contrast? You can't give out if you're not even, if you're hardly getting by. And what I'm saying is, church, this fire that hit me back when I was 26 and my wife was 24 is still alive. Because we stay ever filled and full. It's not an age thing, it's a God thing. But it's up to us to activate, or we can just go through the motions. Now, the illustration's really good because you all got a little excited when Mr. and Mrs., full of the Holy Ghost, begin to release the Holy Ghost. And if any of you are missing out on that, I can come over to your area and let you enter into this refreshing time. But do you see, it wasn't just Stephen and the other six. They were to search out those that are full of power and the fire. There's a difference. You wonder why people get caught up in all the negative stuff that's out there. It's because they need to take another drink of the Holy Ghost. They need to enter into praise. Praise is the vehicle. Let me just give you an illustration. When you get saved, you get this arsenal, okay? Now, the bullets or the rounds that you get represents praise or prayer. It's what we shoot. But you know, if you get around anybody that comes that knows a little bit about the military, they'll say this. So, what firepower are you using to protect your family? In other words, it has everything to do with the equipment that you're firing these bullets out of. Trust me, if you're representing a BB gun, it might be significant to knock a little baby demons or something, but ain't going to happen in warfare. And if you got a pea shooter, sounds good, ain't going to work. But if you are equipped with 50 caliber rounds because that's what you're carrying, because you are full of the Holy Ghost, you're going to take some enemy down. It's not about just getting through and tomorrow we wake up, oh, another day. It's a day that God wants to show himself mightily, and he uses us and his body throughout the land. And you've heard me say almost every Sunday, it's not about Shield of Faith. It's about believers that want to get full and stay full. So if you're a little bashful about entering into praise, you need to get filled with the Holy Ghost, or you need to get filled again. Right. Ephesians 5:18, Paul lays it out this way in the Amplified version of it. He says, you need to stay ever filled. He said, don't be drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be ever filled. It's an ongoing process. You eat a meal, you feel pretty good, pretty full, but 2 days later, if you haven't refilled yourself, you're running on empty. It's a big difference. It's the same thing. We got it all. He's not going to leave us, but we have something to do. That's why, thank God for the seven that were mightily staying full, and they were chosen to make a difference. And God is looking to make a difference in all of our lives, and there is no special characters in his army. We are all equal. We all get the same Holy Ghost. He doesn't give you a baby one and I get some big powerful one. But it's what we do with our weapon of choice. Are we equipping it? I'm telling you, when I was in basic training, I had to dismantle an M16, had to take it apart. I had to clean every part of it because it needed to function when you needed it. You polished it. You need to almost put it together and so forth in your sleep. And almost any of you that have been through basic training know that and understand this. It's in the body of Christ. We have to have our weaponry taken care of, and we got to make sure it's tough. We're not going to take physical people out. We're going to take principalities and powers of darkness. Right. And it's up to us to get equipped and to make a difference. Look with me, if you would, to Acts. Acts chapter 16. Pastor Mike talked on this, and I did the a while back, too, last week. I talked about it in praise. But Acts chapter 16. We know the story. Paul and Silas in the prison. They'd been beaten. They're in their chambers. In verse 25, it says, they laid many stripes on Paul and Silas, threw them in jail. Having received a charge, he put them into the inner prison, bound their feet in the stocks. Verse 25, at midnight, darkest time of the day, Paul and Silas, these were not just saved individuals. These were individuals that were full of God, and they are even going to refuel themselves by praising God in their deepest and darkest time. And as they begin to praise him, suddenly, I'm telling you, God's looking to have some suddenlies break out in Saginaw too. Some suddenlies. Because we are arming ourselves with the Holy Ghost, and then we're looking to be used powerfully. Suddenly, the whole earth shook. Foundations were shaken. The doors flew open. The chains were loose. And you learned last week that when we praise God, we bind their enemy, principalities and powers of darkness, in chains and fetters of iron. So it's up to you and I. And if we don't feel like praising the Lord, we need to get filled again. We need to get another dab to do us. And you know yourself, you wonder, why did that person, they were all so on fire with God, what happened? They got complacent. And they didn't stay full. They're still going to heaven. Come on, is our goal just to get to heaven? Thank God for heaven. Can't wait to see my loved ones there. But that's not our mission. Our mission is to make a difference where we live. And you've heard me say many times, I'm going to say it again. If you didn't live in your house where you're at, you should be missed in your neighborhood. Why? Because you're such a cool person? No, because wherever you are, he has given that neighborhood to you. Wherever your feet shall tread, it's yours, and there should be a difference. Because when righteous live in certain areas, the people should rejoice. And that's why it's key that we realize when we leave this building is when we go to make a difference. It's called being a full-time minister. Amen? So, this happened. Go ahead to chapter 19. Found this very interesting. Here's a lot of the believers of Christ. They don't even know what's going on. Bible says in 19, this is about 19 years after Pentecost. So it's a time's gone by. It says, and it happened, Apollos was in Corinth, Paul having passed through, finding disciples. How are you a disciple again? You've made what? Jesus Christ your Lord. So he found disciples. He found believers. And this is what he says. And he said to them, have you received this Holy Ghost? When you believed, they said, we didn't even know there was a Holy Ghost. Jesus told them he was going to leave the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost says through John the Baptist that I baptize you in water, but there's one coming greater. He's going to baptize you in the Holy Ghost and with fire. Jesus said, don't do anything till you get endued with power. It's been laid out. I'm telling you, we need to get in the scriptures. These might have been disciples. They might have been saved, but they didn't know the word. And so it said, they instructed them again. And when they heard it this time, they were baptized in the name of Jesus. And when Paul laid hands on them, the Holy Ghost filled them. They spoke in tongues and prophesied. That's great. But this is even greater. Verse 11, and now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul. Now, if we're not careful, religion's going to say, oh, that's only a special few that have that power to be used to get people healed. And that's a lie. Because that same Holy Ghost that I got, you got, and the same things I can do, you can do, because he's no respecter of persons. The only difference is I got to stay full so that I continuously stay on fire. It's easy to say when everything's going good, but when you're facing some catastrophic situations and things aren't looking your way, you best get full again so you can deal with and take authority over and resist the forces of darkness. And miracles broke forth. What a blessing. 2 Corinthians 10 says, our weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. We pull down strongholds. We cast down imaginations. That comes as we're full of the Holy Ghost and power. It's us, you, and I that make a difference. So, to give you an illustration of the body of Christ, I'm going to show you what happened when you got the Holy Ghost and you got saved. Because we're no respecter of persons. This is baby me and baby Mike. His mom wanted a girl. Oh, how cute. They got every muscle, every joint. They got everything that they need as babies in Christ. The only way that these muscles get strengthened and these joints get worked and you stay ever filled is you got to continuously allow something to take in to grow us up. I'm telling you, a lot of Christians stay at this stage. Remember Paul says, by this time you should be instructors of the word. You still need baby pam. What is it called? Pablum? You still need baby food. You can't take the word. He doesn't force us to grow up, but he wants us to grow up. Amen. And everybody thinks babies are cute. But when you're fighting in all force warfare, we need to have a few Holy Ghost muscles. So we praise the Lord on a daily basis, Pastor Mike and I, and we have prayer every day. And so we beef up a little bit. And so we're able to just say, just bring it. It's not cockiness, it's humility. We know we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. But if we're going to make a difference, we can't be just babies. We got to stay full of the Holy Ghost and power, because it's not your power, it's his power that has to get off us and get on others. So it's us to take that measure and take those steps and be empowered with a process called the Holy Ghost. And then I think I heard Sandy bring a scripture, which is very scriptural. Paul comes to Timothy and tells him in 2 Timothy, he says, hey, what do I need to do? Because I'm starting to grow weary. And Paul tells Timothy, stir up. Fan the flame of God, the Amplified says. Fan the flame of God that's in you, that got on you when you got saved. In other words, that's not given to us if there isn't something we got to do. You're saved by faith. You're saved by grace through faith, but you are created in Christ Jesus for good works. And my prophecy is that more and more that are listening, whether they're listening Facebook or they're here today, will allow themselves to be filled and stay full. and make a difference. So I'm asking you, and those that are tuning in today, if you've been baptized in the Holy Ghost, you are operating in the fire and the power. Great. Stay filled. But if you're not, and you haven't asked Jesus to baptize you, you need to. Someone says, does that mean I have to speak in tongues? No, you don't have to speak in tongues. Tongues edifies and builds you up. But you don't have to use that tool. You can use praise all the time. You can study the Word all the time. You can build yourself up on your most holy faith. You can do it. But you got to be baptized because you got to be full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. To flow. Amen? So I'm going to ask Nathan if you'll cut the lights. I want you to bow your heads as I address not only our listening audience or the airways, but I'm listening to you. I'm going to challenge each and every one today, and I don't care where you're at, but I'm going to ask you if you would please, from your heart, in your living rooms, kitchens, wherever you're tuning in or in church today, as you close your eyes, focus. You know Jesus Christ is your Lord. I can almost tell you everybody in here is saved. But I know there's many of you that need more power and fire in your life. So I'm going to encourage you. I'm not going to make you, but I'm going to encourage you to pray this after me. Say, Jesus, baptize me in the Holy Ghost and fire. Fill me with your presence and your power. And I give you the praise and the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. And Father, if there's any listening today that have never made Jesus Christ their Lord, I ask right now, prick their hearts. You don't have to jump through a bunch of hoops. You don't have to go to a certain type of church. All you have to say, Lord, I'm tired of trying to get through on my own. Please come into my life and be the Lord of my life. And immediately, you become a new creature and you get this Holy Ghost. And then ask the Holy Ghost to connect you into a firehouse teaching work that will help you grow up and be the mighty men and mighty women of God that will make a difference in their community and will stand for change. And we give you the praise and we give you the glory. And all of us in agreement said, amen. Greet one another. God bless you. Have a powerful week.